Hysteria Nation, what are you wearing?
Oh, yeah, what are you wearing?
Oh, no! Who is that, Shisk? What's his name?
It's me, Shisk.
It's a skateboard swamp dude. Get out of here.
I want you guys to know you're special and we all care about you.
Nobody cares.
You're doing a hell of a job.
We can tell it's fake.
I love that we've come. There's a reptilian monster, and he just comes in like, "Don't do that. It's bad for you." He just gives you life advice.
Yeah. He pumps you up.
Don't put all your money into Bitcoin. I think it's gonna tank. Always check the blockchain before you pay someone.
Diversify your portfolio.
Wu-Tang and swamp creatures, they know how to handle your finances. Always be diversifying, motherfucker.
Are you saying swamp creatures ain't nothing to fuck with?
Man, you heard it here. Yeah, what was his name again? What was his...
Shisk? I don't know.
Wu-Shisk.
I think that was something for Blurry Fun.
Wu-Shisk.
I can't remember.
Shisk-Tang. We did that. No, it was when we did the every state had its own...
I forget.
I can't even believe he comes on here all the time. We don't even know him, his name.
It's okay. I just like being here.
Being around you is the treat.
You brighten my day, and I want you to know you're worth it.
For those of you still here, that's Brent. I'm David. We're doing some weird news.
We went down a rabbit hole there. I think it was we're going into another hole this episode too. Speaking of holes, but we got some weird news. We got one from somebody, so that's fun, right? We got one.
He says. In an exclamation that doesn't make it seem like we don't get any ever.
I felt like we had an unsurmountable pile of them. And then we made our way through all of them. And I'm like, please send more. Yeah. It was funny because people would be I sent that to you months ago and you didn't, now getting to it. I'm like, well, we've started doing it. And we're like, you sent us 100 of them, or whatever. And so, and there was a lot of duplicates and there was, some that were like, links didn't work, and some I just don't like you guys. That's not true. I only don't.
Make sure you like yourself.
Anyway,
how much would you pay for therapy with Shisk?
I mean, he just sits there and he does all the things your dad didn't do with you.
You want to go have a catch in the yard? I'll teach you how to drive stick.
Here's a hamburger. This is how you grill it perfectly.
If it's a steak, let's start with your hand. Feel between your fingers. That's almost rare.
He was having a little bit of an issue there. Anyway, this is a Prince Andrew story where he doesn't fuck underage women, so we got a surprise for you.
I'm sorry, I didn't actually read this.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I knew you. I'm so glad you didn't, because if it wasn't about that, you knew
this
you were going
to you know what? This isn't Prince Andrew. It's Prince Philip.
Shit. I get my princes wrong. This is almost as bad as
all the time.
When I met one of that Prince concert. never mind.
Brent, you put this in the old chat. I picked it. Was this from someone or did you just come across this?
I thought it was. Which one did I send? And see, now everyone knows how disorganized we
are.
If
someone sent this in, I apologize.
I'm going to
but
the,
I like it. I'm going this to the, is from the, Radar Online. Your source of veracity. In these trying times.
Oh, no. The other one is from someone. So, yeah, we're clear on this one. I lied to you. Fuck you guys. We had to do our own work.
This is when things start falling apart. We have to do it ourselves.
There you go.
The headline is Most Bizarre Royal Secret Revealed.
I thought it was Andrew, so I'm already calling bullshit on Most Bizarre Royal Secret. But keep going.
UFO nut Prince Philip arranged to meet an alien at a flat who was most likely Russian spy posing as E.T. That's the length of one of those 18th century novels.
When you're married to the queen, I would meet anyone in a flat just to get out of there for a while. I don't know.
Just, well, I guess Prince Philip was super into UFOs.
Yeah, how fucking cool is that? But you think like he probably was privy to stuff we weren't, but then he's just meeting Russian spies. I don't know, man.
Well, that's the crux of it. So he died in 2021 mm-hmm. at the incredibly ripe age of 99.
They say, but you look at pictures of him at the age, he was at least 147. That motherfucker was just pickled. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. At that, the people are like bananas at that point. He's like more sugar than anything else.
Like the guy.
More sugar than starch.
The guy from Poltergeist. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lost child is terrified of pictures of him. Like he's creepier than the dude from fucking Poltergeist. Ah, you lost child. Oh, you're going to die.
So.
He's like,
there's
tone it
down. There's a book, I guess, right? Or I know it's a documentary, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think it was based on a book. I think it was just a straight up documentary called The King of UFOs, uh-huh. Royal UFO Secrets Revealed. And it's all about the old Duke of Edinburgh's longstanding interest in the paranormal, especially crop circles and extraterrestrials.
And see, the crop circles over there are a big, big thing, man. You know, so.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Even though there's been plenty of people who've come out and said, yeah, I did this. It's a hoax. Sorry,
man. You know, it'd be fun. You know, when he met up with fucking back when, Bush, old man Bush was president and he's like, you know, I can't do it. Oh, hey, Jeb, why don't you give me all the secrets? You know, Bush was head of the CIA. That dude knew all the secrets. And, you know, Prince Andrew was like, come on, man. I'm sorry, Prince Philip. I keep fucking up here. Prince Andrew, Prince Philip. So Prince Philip was like, you know, tell me the secrets. Not gonna do it. You know, like that dude knew what the secrets really were. So
you would hope. I mean,
well, right.
According to everybody, it's so compartmentalized.
But he was the top of the compartment. You know, CIA.
I know.
Every box has a lid. I don't know, right? Anyway,
yeah, and
sorry.
Every box has a hand carrying it.
Yeah. Right? So anyway, so, back to Felipe.
Philip had an officer that was working for him arrange for Philip to meet an alien. They were going to meet at this flat in London.
So you're an alien. No. Good enough for me.
Right. But they attest to this alien being a Russian spy.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And a looker.
The alien was calling itself Janice, apparently. So that's getting into all sorts of stuff.
Why couldn't have been Janet? Mythology. Damn it, Janet. Anyway, yeah.
Janice?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
this Janice had already met this officer. They call him an equerry. Makes me think. Oh, was he like, you know? Did he take care of the horse or something? Philip's horses.
The alien horse. He said he was an alien. Turns out he was a Russian horse. I don't know. David, I want to stop you right there. What? I know. I just said that. Just start. It'll be fine. What our dear listeners don't realize is this extra episode, or extra episode as you call them, has taken us hours because of PC and internet outages. And I almost just want to set fire to everything. All they heard is blah, blah, blah. Hey, this sucks.
Yeah. The magic of editing.
I use tape to hold it all together. So I went back and the last thing.
It's cheap tape.
You were talking. Yeah, you were talking about the Royal Equine Handler or Wrangler or whatever.
That was something like that. The guy's name's his title is an equerry. Let me look this up real quick.
Too bad it's not his name, because then we'd have one of those Doctor Otto Octavius becoming Doctor Octopus. You know,
equerry the platypus. Okay, so an equerry is an officer of the British royal household who attends or assists members of the royal family. Oh, but look at this. Historically, It what, was they, a prince or noble who had charge over the stables.
I was just going to say, I wondered if it came as like that.
It had to, right? Yeah. So, the very aptly named Sir Peter Horsley.
It's in his blood.
chef's kiss. So anyways, he passed information to Prince Philip about Janice, who was purportedly an extraterrestrial, but was probably actually a Russian spy.
Hey, I got a hot tip on an alien, you walking fucking cadaver.
I am one.
Yeah.
Tell me all your secrets.
Oh, he can't help the way he looks. He's inbred. Be nice. Oh.
Maybe that wasn't, he wasn't being
good,
as nice.
Good thing
to...
Shisk didn't leave in the intervening
yeah, well, you know, he's probably running low on adrenochrome, so we're going to have to wrap this up with him. But, yeah.
What was it? Ketracel White? That was what, who was it? The Jim Hadar needed in Deep Space Nine?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's basically the crux of this, and it goes on to talk about it talks about this documentary, and now it's getting into the Vatican secret archives.
Uh-oh.
Aren't you just like the biggest fan of that, Brent?
Don't you love how all these things, and I'm scrolling through the I hadn't read yours. I haven't even read mine. But yeah, it always goes like, and blah, blah, blah. And then the Vatican got in, or, you know, I would love, aliens aside, but also aliens, to read their secret archives in English.
Oh yeah.
I could have openness to them. Then I'm like, I can't read any of this shit. Fuck.
They talk about this historian named Richard Felix, that mentions Queen Elizabeth requesting records from the Vatican, and he says, quote,
I'd like to have the records. That was perfect.
There's also these allegations that they're holding the truth about the UFO phenomena, 53 miles of corridors full of secret documents and items, including skulls of extraterrestrials, down in the cellars of the Vatican and various other things.
That is low on the list of the weird shit that they've got there, I'm sure.
It'd have to be, right? So what do you think of this? 53 miles? Are you sure you want to... task yourself with that to
that's
to read
a
these?
Lot of just wire to fucking run electricity through that motherfucker. You know,
is, right?
Speaking of, I read recently the Large Hadron Collider, there's enough wire in it to circle the orbit of the Earth around the sun, not the diameter.
Damn.
The diameter of the orbit of the Earth, it's something like a billion, some crazy. They had released like if you put it all together end to end. And also this is pretty cool. If you went in space and laid the entire population of the Earth end to end, we'd all die quickly. Not like in
these are facts, folks.
Total Recall. Facts. We don't pop like you know. Quaid.
Fun
all right
facts.
So sorry, anyway, I'm gonna open my mind. And you can keep going. Open your mind. Sorry, Total Recall's in my brain now. Keep going.
That's about it. This takes a very abrupt turn into the Pope and the Vatican and possible UFOs that the Vatican knows about, and maybe the Pope is an extraterrestrial, and I opened the closet and I saw the Pope and the Pope waved at me. Like,
so here's something interesting that it does say into this. It says, and I'm sure this is just a tongue in cheek snark at religion here, but the author writes, although they believe the world to be 6,400 years old, they are also into aliens. I don't think that Catholics believe that, right? That's more like the
evangelical snake handle-
Christian. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but
by and large, the Catholics I know are pretty reasonable people, and They understand a lot of the allegories
that's just
and
a,
things.
That's just a dumb attack. Anyway, he says the Vatican has always had an interest in UFOs. They have an interest in everything. It behooves them to, right? You know,
they had an interest in Hitler and Germany in World War II and promoting them because they saw them as the power that was coming to be at the time. You know, they they were the on the rise. They wanted to get on the good side. And
Thanks to Dom Toretto stopping that bomb in Rome, we still have the Vatican, that documentary Fast X, Fast 10.
Right.
We learned that.
And also... Robert Langdon? Is that the name of
Robert Loggia?
Of the Patriot that that stopped the crazy albino killings of the Vatican at one time?
Yeah. Right? I don't even want to get into it. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's just you know, that's a well that's not gonna run dry. So anyway,
no.
Yeah. You know, they say an orange saucer-shaped ship is seen over the Vatican on more than one occasion. there is even talk that the Pope is an alien. There's anything. You know, this is from Radar.
Right. Radar Online.
Online. Now, I looked because I did look this up, and this is a true story, meaning it's not just, you know, bullshit. And they actually showed, let's see if I can find it here, the Russian spy. So Prince Philip, Russian spy alien. Let's see if I can use my Google to, I thought they showed her on one of these and she was kind of an attractive brunette, but I also might've just made that up. Don't take my word for it if you see her and she looks like me in a wig. So anyway, you know, that's a hot piece of ass right there. Yeah, so what's your
over... Aren't you legally obligated to say that?
How the fuck... how the fuck does someone... Their version of the Secret Service, you know? How does it get that far to where he's like, yeah, let's go meet Goop-Glop. And she's like, dos vayanya, I'm from Space Moscow. It's very near Space Poughkeepsie.
Yeah,
and Cleveland 3, which went to war with Cleveland 4 and wiped them out. So
I thought it was Alpha Columbus 25.
You know why Cleveland 6 was afraid of Cleveland 7? Space Cleveland 6 was afraid of Space Cleveland 7? Because Space Cleveland 7 was a registered sex offender. See, I'm bringing it all back! Wrong prince, but you know where we're going with this. Anyway,
thing down, flip it in reverse.
I swear to God, it's like they hired our Secret Service because they're looking into the assassination attempts and they're like, yeah, this should never have happened. People were not doing their jobs.
I don't know. Like, it's...
Or were they?
The royals got up to a lot of weird, kinky shit. Right?
Yeah. You know?
That's
so,
what you do when you're butt-ass rich.
Yeah, dude. Just, yeah. Right? I know I would do some weird shit, man. So, there you have. Took us 16 and a half hours to get there, but aliens and the Vatican and Prince Andrew and Radar. We're going to go to break and probably have to, you know, take another 2 or 3 days to record this. But after that, we are coming back with Butt Breathing on this blurry hysteria.
I've been holding my butt breath this whole time.
Butt breath.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bud breath. Did you know that we have a... Well, mammals have a superpower. I don't know if you know that or not. This comes from CNN.
Giving birth. What?
This comes to us from CNN. So slightly less prestigious as Radar Online or whatever that was. Yeah. But scientists who discovered mammals can breathe through their anuses receives Ig Nobel Prize. The picture shows him looking like he's inflating oxygen, their balloons with the O2 on him, with his asshole. So this is just chef's kiss. This is a team of researchers give a lighthearted demonstration of their work, which found that many mammals are capable of breathing through their anuses while accepting the 2024 Ig Nobel Prize in physiology. So yeah, it starts out with the truth. A lot of unanswered questions out there, but thanks to this research team, now we have some answers, which is, you know, stupid pet tricks, stupid butt tricks is coming up. Nice. We know that many animals can breathe through their anuses. Like they've talked about, like turtles and stuff can do that shit. They now know that mammals can breathe, and there isn't an equal probability that a coin will land on heads or tails, meaning it's like a 50-50. You know, some real plants somehow imitate the shape of neighboring fake house plants. Fake medicine, which causes painful side effects, can be more effective than fake medicine without side effects. And that many people famous for reaching lofty old ages lived in places that had bad record keeping. So this is shit that they're figuring out. The awards would have no affiliation to the Nobel Prize. It's the IG Nobel Prize, aimed to celebrate the unusual honor, the imaginative stuff out there, and spurs people's interest in science, medicine, and technology. And they say they like to make people laugh, then think. And there you go. That's kind of it.
You got to love the old Ig Nobel Prize.
Well, so we did one a long time ago, if I remember right, with Dr. Cogs, the old doc about the poop knife. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The frozen poop. That was it's great. It's the embarrassing award. I would love, if I were a scientist, I would love to get that. I bet a bunch of scientists.
Well, like I don't. Is it embarrassing?
Well, I could be infamous.
Or is it just cool? You know, like they're doing weird shit. This one, seriously. But you know, I don't know. Like I don't. I wouldn't get embarrassed by it.
No. I mean, there's a degree of embarrassment, but it's also kind of like a badge of honor, like, yeah. Oh man, I studied this thing that's just kind of crazy, you know, like it's hilariously bad.
Yeah. So it says some of the others were Jacob White and Philip Yamashita won the botany prize for finding evidence, like the stuff we talked about earlier, like that house plants mimic the leaves of nearby fake plants. That's fucking crazy. And you know, a little suspect to the vegans out there, because they're doing that so that you think they're not fake, so you don't eat them, or they think they are fake. Who knows?
How does it mimic?
They start to look like the other plant, the shape and everything. I guess.
I see.
I said that confidently, so you're just like, oh, okay. I have no fucking clue. James C. Liao won the physics prize for demonstrating and explaining how a dead trout swims. Carefully? I don't know. And a French Chilean research team won the anatomy prize for studying whether hair swirls in the same direction on the heads of people in the northern hemisphere as in the southern. Because if there's one thing you got to know, it's if your hair's like a turlet. So... They do live demonstrations. There's a lot of theater to it. A Dutch-French research team produced a live demonstration when they collected the chemistry prize to explain how they used chromatography to separate drunk and sober worms. They did it live, baby. They were feeding. I don't know why I stumbled on chromatography.
I love that. That's the they call that the Coriolis effect.
Yeah.
Or Coriolis force.
No, it's the Kallik effect. You're very mistaken.
But yeah, that's hilarious that they tried that with hair. Right?
And here's what's cool. The Ig Nobel Prize is the presenters are actual Nobel laureates.
That's great.
And they're like, here, I did real science. You have a lot more fun than I do. And, you know, it's what are you going to do with it? So that's pretty cool. So you can, it's like a 50-50 chance if you can breathe out of your butt as a mammal. Doesn't say if humans can. I don't think we need to work on that. You know, like some people can twist their tongue. Some people can, you know, I don't know, roll their R's. I can breathe just out of my foot. Wiggle their nose on cue.
It sounds like something you'd see on David Letterman back in the day.
Stupid pet tricks and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the top 10 Ig Nobel Prize winners, you know, number 10, you know, yeah. Yeah, that's, I just love that we probably paid for this somehow with tax dollars. You know, what's funny though, is you find out, here's what's fucked up. They spent $3.5 billion to find out if they can separate worms by drunkenness. And somehow that works on like a fucking guidance system for the space shuttle or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like weird things come from things you wouldn't think, you know, it's very strange.
That's why it's so stupid when people get so quote unquote worked up about what money, the tax dollars are going to fund for these studies and stuff, right? Like, or not what studies the tax dollars are going towards. I'm just like, you don't know what the end goal of this is or whatever. And also, learning science is important. So shut the fuck up. Like,
exactly. Most people have no problem with it costing like $30 million to build a fucking spoon. You know, all that tax dollar bad spending, you know, the whole, a hammer's $600 and shit. But when they're actually doing research, no, don't like it. Don't like that at all. But, you know, it's human nature. What are you going to do?
And like,
what are we going to change? You dumb bastard.
There's plenty of overspending and spending on the wrong shit and all that stuff. But like,
not in my government.
I would much rather money go towards science and projects that help us understand the physical world more so than I would building another fucking missile or
another
something.
Another thing, you know, that I don't hate, that a lot of people, this is actually kind of a controversial thing, is these billionaires. Now, I'm not on Elon Musk team. Fuck that dude. But a lot of people are upset that they spend so much money, you know, going to space that could be spent different. But all the research that goes into that, guzz and goes when that all that research funnels down into medicine and travel. And so, like, it unlocks so much other technology and science and stuff. So if you want trickle down anything, that's the way that really fucking works. So, spend your money, go to space. If you die, you die. We'll keep the booty that you leave. So
yeah, you'll end up in the Vatican someday.
Just you and, for some reason, Corey Feldman in a cage. I'm like, oh, Jesus, this guy. The Pope's a big fan of his music career. Doesn't care for him as an actor. Anyway, weird stories. This took so long today. They have no idea. I'm like in a weird mood right now. I'm like punch drunk from the dumb day. Anywho, how can they send us their stories? A plenty when they got them.
Weird at hysteria51.com. W-E-I-R-D.
That is right.
Hysteria51.com. Please send them in. Let us talk about things other than breathing out of our butts.
Yes. Big shout out.
We might just do that anyway.
Well, I talk out of my ass. I might as well breathe out of it. Shout out to, speaking of, I think we were talking about Australia, I was thinking of The Simpsons when we were talking about that, and when he called to see if the toilet flushed the other way. Glenn Hewitt is one of our Hysteria Nation members. He draws the most fun fucking photos, and he does them all the time. And he created a new character. It's a robot that's just a sentient weather siren that just screams Kevin. He drew a picture of it with Kyle and fucking conspiracy man, and I sent it to Kevin, and he's like I literally commented on it like 2 minutes ago. I'm like, that's fucking hilarious. So that, go check his stuff. It's great. It's in Hysteria Nation. He's fantastic. And I don't know why it made me laugh so fucking hard when everyone started making fucking If you don't know what we're talking about, what episode was that with Kevin when we, it was the one you weren't on. I don't even remember what it was.
It was a couple ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Not too long ago. The last episode from this one that Kevin was on, when we talked about his fear in life as a child, was that he was going to stick his head in a tornado siren and lose his hearing, which is, you know, sometimes you got to stick your head in a tornado siren. I don't know. I don't kink shame.
I just, when would you have the chance? Like,
it's probably one of those things, like your parents tell you, right? My mom always said, you can drown in a teaspoon of water. When do I have the chance? I don't know, right? Yeah, like I also thought that, you know, quicksand was going to be a bigger issue as a child. So, yeah. You know, I got in every van that was offered to me, and all I got was fat because it really was candy. I mean, you can't believe all the hype out there. Snickers, I don't like peanuts, you fuck. And if they got Raisinets in there,
I'm out of here.
Fuck them.
No kidnapping for me.
I'm out of here, see? All right, so like he said, weird at hysteria51.com. Get him in, and we will thank you, and you'll be forever enshrined in whatever the fuck this is. We'll see you next time.
Meeting adjourned.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah,
all for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.